welcome to Black of the Berry. I am Dean, baby. And that over there across me in the virtual world is the Madman Los. Welcome back, people. And you know what? Before we get all the pleasantries, yada, 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 all that kind of hot shit out the way,
right?
We got a special guest coming back into the motherfucking building. See, you've already seen him on the J's and Joe's across from us in the virtual world from myself, Los, and Bad Times. This time it's just Los and I. And then you may be asking, well, which one of the folk from across the pond? Well, I don't need to say anything else except for is the man, the myth, the legend, his goddamn self, paper motherfucking Pabs. Los, do me a favor, player.
Bow.
What's good?
You know what I mean? Fuck you, niggas.
Dead ass niggas.
Dead serious, nigga. Yeah, bro.
Listen, it be like that sometimes. You know how that be, that ass, though. But
we're tutoring him. We're tutoring him on his New York
I'm just misusing the words, man.
You know what? It actually works, though. That's the thing about New York, though. Every, like, you good has four different meanings. You know what I'm saying? I go, like, you good? Yeah. Nah, you good. You good?
Yeah. You good. Like, you know what I'm saying? It just depends. It's a whole bunch of, it's a whole slew of shit. But yo, son, so since the last time that we all linked up virtually, how's everything been?
What was the last
time? I see you got the podcast going on. It's been almost like a year, maybe. Maybe I want to say like about a year.
Is it? From the
I think if that's the case,
first
close
one,
to a year.
I've released two tapes since then, I think, you know. Two tapes got released. Was that before Christmas?
Yeah,
I feel like we did two episodes though, didn't we?
Nah, we done one.
We did one, player.
Damn.
Yeah, we done one. We done one still. But yeah, I released two tapes. Then Free Smoke mixtape with Bossy and Major and.
Yeah, that Free Smoke. We know about that. That shit going on. Mm-hmm.
Blood on the Pies. And yeah, those two tapes came out like a month apart or 2 months apart or something like that.
Right.
But yeah, I was working, man.
I'm about to say, we seen him. Man's got
the frozen us a little bit, but now you're back.
The man's got the mixtapes out.
Still there?
Man's got the
I was talking too much for your back.
Yeah, nah.
It's that UK cricket Wi-Fi. That bro,
I was talking so much. You niggas ain't got enough data for this shit.
I respect it.
You need some data for us.
Yeah, listen. Yeah, I think the UK's still on 2G. y'all didn't even get the 4G.
Nah. The UK works. The UK got that hoo-ah shit. They got Chinese spies in their fucking Wi-Fi connection. They trying to download the shit and they know we about to drop some shit.
What did Jimmy Fox say? When he was 20
billion? You niggas got Russia. You niggas got Russia doing your fucking elections, man.
Hey.
What kind of
internet how security? Boris doing, baby? How Boris doing?
Internet security, man.
Hey, man. How you gonna listen? I don't know how they got
you that. First of all, Mr. Pabs, you got to get it correct. We have Russia and China in our election, so make sure you add the other one in there too. Don't forget.
You got to cite correctly.
I swear, Trump was getting onto TikTok as well, isn't it? Or something like that.
Nah, son, yo, keep he's got a nah, he's got his own platform. The truth, the truth platform. The shit looks just like Twitter.
You signed up for the shit too. I saw an email in our.
Yeah. I did. Said, what is this you gotta shit? See it. Nah. Yeah, you know, because like you wanna
Trump,
know why?
Man. I like Trump.
Of course you would like him from. Listen, you'd have to live under him.
Have you seen American?
He was better than Biden though.
When Denzel was talking to his cousin, he was like, "I like Nicki." You know, Nicki Barza is like, "I like Trump, man." I like Trump, man. He's cool, man.
Get the fucking sunglasses off.
I'm not going to say nothing, but like, not for nothing. Shit was going a lot better under him than fucking under Biden for us over here. Like, yeah, I know internationally it was scary for y'all, but for us, we were chilling.
Hey, Gas never. We never seen gas prices like this under Trump.
Fuck gas prices like this. Inflation like this.
But let me tell you something though. What? It's Trump, and then it's Moneybag Joe. Moneybag Joe slanging them stimulators. Them stimmies coming out like, you know what I mean? Them stimmies coming out.
Part of the reason for the fucking inflation, but fuck all that.
That's true. That's true.
So that's what they say.
Yeah,
that's what, true. True. Because then when we really think about it, all this money's printed. It's not like for the U.S. We're not backed by gold.
Man.
We're off the gold standard. Nixon took us off. So yeah, you're right.
They blame the Ukraine 1 week. They blame this guy the next week. Get me? They're gonna be blaming you lot next week.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yo, question. Do they even talk about the Ukraine over there anymore? Because we barely get any Ukraine news unless you're looking for it. Like, I have to look for it.
Yeah. They still here and there. You get me? But the news is biased, man. We don't really get no pro-Russia news and all that. But we used to. But now, since this Ukraine thing, they clamped down on what we hear about the war for real. But we just hear Ukraine done this and they bombed up this Russian military base. We just see all of Russia's L's. We don't see none of their wins. You get me? You know, yeah. Russia's been getting mad.
Niggas doing it right. Like, Parliament Russia doing it right.
We know Russia's got some heavy artillery there, but they don't want us to believe it. You know what I'm saying? Nah. Like, yeah.
Russia.
They're doing it right. They're making people believe. You get me?
Yeah. They're like, Russia we can actually take these niggas.
Listen. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Both of our nations are definitely in there.
Yo, see, it's the man
trying to get us.
We didn't bring this nigga for international politics. Let's just be clear.
We just fell into it.
Now, keep that
he's well versed into it.
Keep that shit for Zen Chaos.
He's well versed with it, but Monday, all right.
Connection, man.
Every Monday night, Zen Chaos.
You're right, because the man is after us.
You're right. You know what I'm saying? But boom. So the reason why I had to, you know, Not for nothing, we need to, you know, because my man's already been working, we need to recap on that. But for those who've missed it, for those who don't follow this man on the social media machines, this right here, we're about to tap into Pastor Pabs. Pastor Pabs is out there giving out lectures, giving out sermons, spreading the word of the gods. City boys are up every time this nigga speaks, you know what I mean? All right?
Well.
So let me tell you something.
Okay.
So I just want to show you something, Pastor Pabs. I need your reaction from it, right? Because
see your gods like that. See where's God? See your gods. I carry on saying.
You know what I'm saying? Because
see your gods.
Yeah, I see what you did. Well, listen. The reason why? Because we need the insight. You know what I mean? We need the insight, and I figure why not get it from Pastor Pabs himself? All right,
here we go.
Peep this real quick. We all know what this is about, right? We all seen this.
Oh, there we go.
It's your birthday food, but I'm not doing that. It's 18.
Why don't you got to pay for all y'all food, though?
You brought 18 things. I'm going to leave you. You been here with him or you coming with me?
Nobody wants a broke nigga.
Oh, nigga.
For all our food.
For one, I'm not paying for everybody's food. It's your birthday food, but I'm not doing that. It's 18.
Why don't you gotta pay for
18 girls?
18 girls. At what point did he not realize that she was that type of girl, though? Did it take for him to go out to dinner to realize that? He never realized that before. Like, he just realized it now. Like, this is when he had the epiphany. Oh, shit. She ain't the one for me. He must have realized that time ago, man. And you know what? If I'm paying for 80 girls, I've got to get at least eight of them girls to smash. You get me? We got to have something if I'm paying for them.
First of all, that number's a little bit low. You said eight? That's it?
A minimum.
The minimum's got to be fucking 14. That's the minimum. I don't care how we got to get it. Excuse me. We do care how we got to get it. It's got to be consensual, but y'all got to figure out amongst y'all. The 18 got to figure out amongst yourselves which 14 is going to
willingly. Who's taking it for the team, literally?
Willingly and consensually.
18 girls dinners, though. That's a bit mad, though, still.
Man, like, that's a small fortune, depending on where you're going.
Pay for me and her. Maybe a friend if I'm trying to impress something and trying to get the pussy, but 18. You might pay for an extra friend. Maybe, depending. But at what point did you not realize? Like, that's when I start getting my phone out and start acting like I'm so. When they come in with the bill, I'm just like, I'll start acting like the girl, bruv. I just start getting on my phone and start.
I got mine. You got yours. Shit.
Listen, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. I'm gonna be like, listen, here's for me and whoever I'm with.
We gonna do the dishes.
15 other bitches gotta figure it out.
You know what though? You know what though? It's even worse nowadays, right? In today's day and age, when it comes to this shit, because not only do you have women who are out here who are just known gold diggers, but then in like cases, you got dudes who are out here really trying to like impress these hoes. And then listen, trying to live up to it in a certain regard. So you asked earlier, he didn't see that. Nah, old boy saw that shit. He just thought that she would have a respect to maybe put like some kind of limit, whatever the case may be. He thought, all right, I may have to pay for her best friend, and like a cousin. That's probably what he thought in his mind. He thought he was about to pay for four. Like, you know, a family. And then the rest of these bitches probably would pay for themselves. No, but he got fucked up trying to live outside his means. I'm not saying he should have did that or not, right or wrong. No. I'm just saying, I think that's how old boy was moving.
All right, but and to counter your point, a little bit to counter your point, but also supporting your point, we're in an age now where every woman wants to be very independent. We got more independent women than we ever had. You mean to tell me some of them couldn't pay for their own meals? Was it? No. I saw and no girls in the back arguing like, listen, you could have paid. I paid for mine. I mean, obviously they're done. It looks like it got paid because they're outside, but like, not for nothing. Nobody stood up. You know what? I don't need you to pay for me.
He could have been a guy that yeah, for real. But even if he had pictures of stacks to his ER, like he's making a phone call or whatever, like he still doesn't deserve to pay for 18 girls, no matter what type of baller, braggadocious image he's trying to give off to her.
Right.
Like he's still not in his. You get me? Whether he's got it or he don't have it, he's still not in.
Because I don't know. It's not his
responsibility
bitches.
To be paying. Get me, like, yeah, for real. I mean, all shit, right, well, it's better than family gatherings. I ain't paying for the family, but no, I'll pay for some of my cousins.
Hell no, son. So you got it at that point. Because you got to think about it. If she brought 18 friends, that didn't even speak about whoever he may have brought or like, you know, whoever else may have came besides her friends.
Right.
Like, this shit should have been fucking catered. But hold on, I got something. So this, and then I didn't even know we were going to even stumble upon this. But I want to get you guys' thoughts and reactions to this bitch. So me and Craig Mack on the Player Haters, we are covering, we're doing a reaction.
Oh, we're reacting to your reaction. Okay, I like this.
You know what I'm saying? But here's the hilarious thing. This bitch in the middle is suing old boy on the right, $10,000. You want to know why?
Yeah.
A bad first date. Here we go.
Never even got to this point.
Let me just ask you this: are you planning to
I'll pause it after this
on this?
I to be honest with you, sir, I thought this was just going to be thrown out. We had a date, one date, and nothing else after that, and now I'm being sued for $10,000.
Wait a minute.
Check out the Player Haters every Sunday. What are your thoughts on that?
10,000. This for real. This could never happen in the UK, man. Shit, man. What the fuck? Dude, that's what I'm thinking. Like, what the fuck, man? Shit, man. You need to get Johnny Cochran back or something. Seriously, bro. Like,
yo,
how? 10,000. What pussy you never got?
Bro, allegedly,
that's
yo.
Crazy.
First of all,
that's crazy.
My man's probably already paid for the meal because it's his first day. I would hope he would, right? And then he didn't get nothing, so
no.
He just comped this bitch on a free meal and time. Now you gotta pay 10 bands. What for? What for? Yeah. What?
You know what we need to do? You know what we need to do? We need to stop.
We need a union. We need a union, Pabs.
We need a
fucking union.
We need to pay girls, yeah, for meals. Like you get paid, like. Depending on how good you cook for me. So if it tastes like Nobu, you get paid like it was from Nobu.
Shit.
You know what I mean? If it tastes like Matt D's, you get Matt D's money. You know what I'm saying? And then you get treated like a Matt D's bitch. Or you get treated like a Nobu bitch. You get me? So if it's Nobu, you got Nobu pussy. Or you got McDonald's pussy. And so you get catered to however it is. And I think we should all three go on strike. You know what I'm saying? Listen, dick shot, no homo.
We should. We should. You know why? Because there's a thin line between fish fillet and fried shark. Let's be real.
All day, man. For real.
So, not for nothing, I did never quite understand.
No, on this one. We need
in the, no. He's completely on it because I never understood though why men didn't, and you know, this maybe because, like, you know, coming a little bit from, like, you know, my family and then the Patrice O'Neal school of thought when it comes to certain things, but
Patrice,
why would you not, like, all right, if women expect you to be such and such kind of a man, why would you not expect old girl to be such and such kind of a shorty? You know what I mean? Like, you hear a lot of these women, they'll say, hey, I want a man to, like, you know, provide for me to, you know, I don't want to worry about any bills. I don't want to worry about that. I want allowance, that, and the third. Okay. So then how do you want all that? But then you're not a homemaker.
But hold on though.
Because we can't just jump on the fuck bitches trains. No. Without fucking shitting on some of these niggas, because there's a lot of these bum ass niggas out here in these streets asking, like, oh, I want a queen, I want this, I want that. But you yourself can't even fucking provide her a shack to fucking have a pot to piss a pot to piss in and then window to throw it out of. You can't even at least give her a shack to complain about. But you know what I'm saying?
Fuck.
You know what I'm saying? We on the air mattresses still. You can't be 40 years old fucking on the air mattress. It's fucking disrespectful and downright ridiculous. What are we doing?
You can't even get a good grip of the mattress.
What are we doing?
Trust me, I tried, man. Yeah.
We've all been there.
At least if you're 30
on the side, and hold on.
Your mattress got to be above the ground. It gotta be off the ground at 30.
That's why we need to go to the girls' houses on the first date. That should be the first date because we can see how you're living and you should get treated accustomed to how you're living. You should restaurants.
Hold on. You said you should go to the girls' house, or she should come to our house.
No, we should go to hers, you know, because
that's how niggas get killed.
I live in New York, Pabs.
What if she got that Jill Scott pussy, Pabs? Yeah. If she got that Jill Scott pussy, you're going to have a nigga waiting.
Facts.
Huh?
Hey, boy.
But wait, well, obviously, you know, niggas got to do security checks and security clearances. You know what I mean? You can't just go there without scoping it out and knowing that, you know?
But listen, going to the
girl's house and seeing how she's living is vital, because we've all been with a ting, thought she was the best thing since sliced bread, and then you kind of saw certain things, how she's living.
No, that's true. You took her out on all these fancy dates.
I mean, not for me, but you might have like gone out with a girl and took her to a restaurant. You might have beat. You went back to the spot and you're thinking, shit, man, damn, man, I shouldn't even have spent that money, man.
Right. You know? Because she got roaches. She got roaches. Her shit is clothes everywhere. Because let me tell you something. We live in a world of filters, and not just on social media, just in general.
I don't think I fucked a bitch with roaches since high school. Hey, like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying they're out there
since high school.
And there is
that was by accident. Like you said, you didn't even know until you go there and you run out.
There's a higher rate of NY City rats and mouses now. So you mean to tell me? All these extra rats. Somebody got rats in bitches' cribs.
Just being from a certain area in London, just standard, you got rats. If you ain't got it, your neighbors got it, which means you got it, because them rats is going to be in the same housing system block or whatever. So, yeah, man, shit, man. Some girls are just, you know.
I don't do rodents.
Hope you got some good rat poisoning, man. She got expensive rat poisoning, so the niggas ain't around when I'm around. But, you know what I'm saying? But,
you want lay on holiday when you come
over there. Some of the guys got good pussy though.
Yeah. But is it worth it? All right, Pat. Here's the thing, Pat. Let's say a girl, Holly Berry, right? Holly Berry, Pam Grier type in the 70s, right? 80s type. Bad, right?
Not Pam.
I know. Pam, I'll fucking do damn near anything for you. Know what I'm saying? If I was around back then, I would damn near do anything for Pam. Simping would have, they would have been a whole new word for me, because there would have been no simping. I would have superseded simping. All right, so you got one of those bitches like that, right? Queens like that. You go back to the spot. She got You go on a couch, watching Netflix or something, watching something. You're like, all right, she getting open now. Let me go use the bathroom to, you know, freshen yourself up. You go to use the bathroom, you know, make sure you're smelling good and all that. lift toilet seat up, see a little floaty. Are you still hitting it?
She got kids?
No. No pick me them.
Nigga could have drank some milk. Could have diarrhea.
And we came back to it. We came back.
I opened the toilet.
No,
to that.
No. But here's the question though. It wasn't as if
y'all was over there. No, y'all were over there. No. You came back to spot.
You came back, so she didn't. So.
She took a shit before y'all hung out.
Yeah. I just want to do something to do first. Yeah, I'm gonna flush the toilet to see the type of pressure from the water because it might not be her fault. The water could be like low pressure. So if it's low pressure, you know, heavy shit.
I'm immature. I don't know.
You know, I'm just trying to think for her.
Nah. I like, see, Dean, shut up real quick, Dean. This nigga's giving lessons right now.
You got a bit. And if that toilet is working perfectly normal, then nah, man. No doubt, that's for sure. You know what I'm saying? Also, it's like, yeah, you got to suss it out. Then you got to do other checks to confirm whether this is a dirty bitch, man.
Are you, like, so, all right. So, y'all messing around on the couch. It's about to go down. You know what I'm saying? You just like, let me just last check. Let me make sure I'm doing it.
All right, cool. Did you do the scratch and, you know, they touch the pussy and then, you know, go to the side and scratch
none
your
nose
to see?
None of that yet.
All right, that's the next move.
Yeah.
If that's smelling like roses, then you can make an exception because, you know, ain't no way that's going to smell like roses. And they're asking, you know, you're going to, it's, you know, the ass and the pussy is too close to the link and the smell's going to set. So, you know what I mean?
Situation is situational.
Put out the COVID pussy test at your back pocket, your finger,
your PCR came back positive, but your rapid came out negative.
So you want to do that? But yeah, fucking. But the doo-doo, that's a tough one, man. Tough one.
So you gotta do a couple checks. So that's strike one though for you. So you gonna do your get your. You know, do your checks and make sure she's good. If it don't smell like summer's eve, you're out right?
Yeah. You know what? With or without the shit in the toilet, you know, if it's smelling funky, it's like, raw. You know, you gotta ask yourself, man. You know what I'm saying? This, you know, is this worth it? You know what I'm
saying? Here's the question, though. Here's what I have to play devil's advocate. Any other way and try to poke some holes in the argument, right? So
it's a hypothetical situation. What do you mean poke a hole in the argument?
I know I'm poking holes in on what he said on why you shouldn't bury her when you first see it. Okay. Well, I'm saying you gotta bury her when you first see it, right? Mm. The reason you go for immediate burial is because, bitch, this is your first date. You know what kind of bitch you are. You knew the chances before you left out here in your heart of me coming back here. You didn't think to you didn't have the common decency to at least try to lie to me and put your best foot forward that you don't fucking flush the toilet. You had some shit. That's some shit you're supposed to let a nigga find out 7 months in. Like you just kind of trap a nigga like, And then you got to have conversations like, flush the fucking toilet, bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, bitch. Like, do you even trust the bitch like that?
No, and also Dean too. Like, if she's coming back to her crib,
I'm just asking.
If she's coming back to her crib, I would expect her to do a last minute spruce up. You know what I'm saying? I think that's what everybody does, men and women.
If that girl is from New York, what part of New York would she be from?
Hey man, she don't gotta be from New York.
Oh, nah.
I'm just saying, I'm from New York. I'm not going back to the
crib. If she's from New York, she's from the Bronx.
Nah,
but
well, I didn't
even from the Bronx.
Nah, I wouldn't even be out with her.
She's from the Bronx, but in the United States in general, pick any of them Southern states and get you one of them Southern bitches from the hood. Them bitches don't give a fuck. Them bitches out there barefoot and catching chickens and shooting niggas. They don't give a fuck about nothing. White, that's black, that's Asian, that's Hispanic. That don't even matter.
Barefoot chasing chickens.
Am I wrong? Nah, it's a different. Like, I get what the Jamaicans are doing down there, but these southern bitches down here in the U.S. different. Like, different. These bitches is different. Like, God bless them. You know what I mean?
All right. So let me go back to one of my other questions. So, all right. So back to our conversation, like, you know, how we were talking about, like, you know, sometimes, like, you know, society has made the shift and that we're here now, right? In terms of niggas just being rich, ugly as fuck, rich though, could bag any girl still because they rich, right? Like, I want to speak on that because it's still a thing, but then I hear Gilly the Kid beefing with Rick Ross and saying that money can't unlame a lane. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, can it?
Nah. I mean, there's always going to be. I think that for a man like Rick Ross and all that, it would always be a thing because it shifts the attention to whatever the girl.
Right. But let's say somebody not. I've
never really had to like use the money factor, but if I was to, it's like double whammy. You know, it definitely does work. You get me? It's like your superpowers. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You know,
not only am I black, because
if you can get the girl, she's got somebody too. Shit, you can get her to do anything, man. She still probably got limitations. Now, then again, no money, man. You know, money wins, bro. In this world that we're living in, money wins, bro. Even if you used to go in some indigenous fucking indigenous Amazon rainforest, it's the nigga with all the mangoes.
You have the most land, maybe. You got the most fucking cattle. You know what I'm saying? Bitch, like, this is the motherfucker who is like, you know, they latch on to that because, like, you know, that'll be able to be survival for them and then, you know, their lineage. But... there's one thing I want to say.
What happened? Natural with it. You can still get true if it's just in you anyway.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Like, yo, if you got it, you got it. Yo, the man is trying to fucking stop us from talking to Pabs. You back with us, player? Oh, he's back.
Sorry, I got a phone call come through, sir.
Oh, shit. Listen, we understand. You know, Boris is trying to hit you up because he's trying to figure out how to swing this popular vote before he get out. He's just like, listen, I don't want my whole brand to crash. Help me. But back on subject. But something I want to say to your point earlier, Los, when you were asking, like, oh, like, you know what Gilly Kid said to Ross about, like, you know, money can't unlame a lame. Nah, you know what money allows, though? Money allows that lame to flourish.
Certain model, we tolerate around lameness.
Yeah, but also too, but because he's got the bread, he's only going to surround himself with women who is going to either appreciate or shit like that. Like, for instance, right? You take look at Elon Musk and look at Elon Musk's father. Elon Musk's daddy just got his 36-year-old stepdaughter pregnant. Yeah. Elon Musk got the VP of his company pregnant.
Yeah, he's wild. Doing the podcast.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, oops, hold on, let's pop Pabs off while he handled that business.
Yeah.
But you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, it's...
So, like, and then I'm not saying that they're lame, but, like, what you would consider lame, right? What we would consider lame, people, like, you know, them and then the people within their circles would not consider lame.
Of course.
You see what I'm saying?
But they greased up already though. So obviously, if I'm with a lame nigga, he greasing me up. He may not be as lame as he could be.
Who's to say that they even doing that, right? Like you know what I mean? Like, who's to say they really out here, like, you know, truthfully, like, you know, greasing palms type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they could just be moving how they fucking move. You know what I mean? So. But that's I guess here nor there in the grand fucking scheme of things. We watch fucking Los argue with his fucking dog. It's fucking kind of hilarious. But back to my point, you know, lame is just relative, like everything in fucking life and everything in the world, right? Like, obviously public opinion weighs a lot in that. But, you know, for instance, you know, while we would think that in certain regards, like fucking, I don't know. What is something that you would consider lame?
Being
racist, right? Racist. I hate lame. I hate them. They're fucking pieces of shit.
Yeah, that's
so
hate.
Let's use them, right? All right. We can use that, right? So while I hate everything about them, there is a sector of society who absolutely loves them and adores them. So they will be able to eat within that sector of society.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? That's what I mean in regards to, like, you know, lame versus not lame type shit.
Yeah, so, I mean, but, you know.
But see, it sucks that, well, you know, well, when Pabs come back, because I wanted to kind of get into a little bit of extraterrestrial.
Yeah, we'll get into that after, because I gotta get this. I gotta he's you see. Did you see what type of time he's on right now? He's talking about checking the water pressure of the toilet. Who is even thinking like that?
Well, it's correct in his thought process, but then also too,
you know what I'm saying.
He's saying what he needs to be saying, but then also too, like, he ain't saying anything crazy.
No, he's not saying
everything on fucking par. You know what I mean?
What we know of him. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing.
But even his analysis is what I'm stating, right? Like his actual like analysis. Mm-hmm. Real motherfuckers are motherfuckers who actually think. Like that's the analysis that they would absolutely have as well. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like he's on fucking point. So yeah, you're right. You do need to kind of keep dialing in because unfortunately, it's a large portion of society who doesn't
understand that,
which is kind of fucking hilarious,
bro. And it's crazy because it'd be like our normal thoughts. It's like,
but then not for nothing, though. I've always wondered, with most people, right? Like everyone always is like, oh, women this, women that, or women are like, oh, men this, all men that. Like, how many people actually just sit back and try to figure out, like, hey, you know what? Why, like, not to sound corny, but fucking, why don't I fix myself, do my own shit, and then I can find what I need to. Because we always just want to cling to someone else to be like, oh, well, like, once they do this, then we could do this. Or, like, we could move like this, or we could do that. It's just like, nah. Because you're going to do that hard work anyway by yourself.
That person
may die one day. They may not be with you. They may leave you. And what are you going to do? Latch onto the next person? It's fucking soft.
You know why? It's one, it's easier. Two, they can't look, like, outward. They can't take themselves out of the situation. You know what I mean? So their emotions are in it, and they're rooted in their emotion. So it's like, okay. You can't expand yourself to even take yourself out of the situation.
Then
it's just like, it's hard. It's the harder work to build yourself up is the harder work. But people don't realize it's the best game you get from it because absolutely. It improves everything.
But then it also just makes everything else null and void is what I'm saying. Right. So like everything else that, like, you know, people are talking about, just like, oh, women, this, men like that. It means nothing because, like, the person itself, like, they're fucking shitty. So, like, what does it matter? Like, not for nothing. You could figure out the formula to the opposite sex or the sex is that you want. But if you yourself are not ready to receive either one and be in a position to actually do something with it, it's all for naught anyway. And you're going to end up fucking hating life regardless. So you might as well just do it the hard time the first time. Fix yourself up right. And then move on with yourself. But then who fucking knows?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, you know, I'm like fascinated on this because society is just, you know, it's so fucked. But
we're a lot more fucked than just the fucking when it comes to like relationships.
Yeah, I know. You know? I know. I definitely know. But I just thought that was funny. Before Pabs comes back, right? Let me just give you a quick filler because I want to see how you would do, what you would do in this situation. Because this situation, I know you're a dangerous man. You were militant to an extent. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to see what you would do in the situation. you know what I'm saying? You know? Mm-hmm. So it's like, let me just see what D would do in this situation. Let me know if you can still see it.
I can see it. Right. I'm in the car, and he's trying to get in the car.
Excuse you.
One more time.
So he was doing it on the side that I wasn't in, or is he close to me?
He's in the passenger. You're in the passenger.
Excuse you.
And he's trying to come in on the driver's side.
He's trying to come in on the driver's side.
I would have attacked him. So, but here's the thing. But then here's the thing though, because it would have did two. I would have did it one or two ways. Mm-hmm. either, because obviously you see that he has that like weapon in his hand or whatever, because he's trying to use something to get in the car.
A screwdriver, some kind of flap.
Yeah. So effectively, it depends, because if I'm in my car, right? Because I'm thinking about it for me in my car. If I'm in my car, I have things in my car. So I would be able to take, like, I have like a crowbar.
Babs is back.
That.
Let me redo it for you so you see.
Why you was going? My man. Welcome back, man. Sorry, man. Connection, man.
Listen.
Don't do that shit, man. Don't play that off like it was like it was a motherfucking connection.
Nah, it is a connection. It did it again.
It did?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he got a phone call. He like it dipped.
Nah. His connection is
You good. I was gonna call you out, man. You good. I'm gonna give you a pass. You gave that girl that you know that had the Florida pass. I'm gonna give you a pass.
We did have a phone call, but yeah, it's regardless. But yeah, let's. But hold on, now he's paused again.
What are you saying, Babs?
Nah, it's a connection issue.
Man's in some deep ends, you know. Can't even get no fucking service. See, I'm mixing it up there. I'm good. I'm getting in there.
You've been watching
Top Gun? Nah, I've been watching nothing. That's what everybody's like. Nah, I'm just sprinkling it in. From what I know. There it is. Nah, you're not in there.
It was doing a thing.
Yeah, I'll see him. Ah, man, Pepsi. You're fucking with me. Anyway,
so. But yeah, so as I was saying, it's like if I'm in my car and if for some reason I'm in the passenger side, or if the person was trying to get in on the passenger side, I have a crowbar that I can grab, and I would have fucking cracked them good, and then I would eventually my whole thing just would have been about disarming him of that screwdriver and using it on him. That would have been my big thing.
Do you think you would have waited for him to get in the car, or do you think you just opened up like, yeah, come on, man, what the fuck are you doing?
No, I would have let him get. Like start going into the car, he just would have fucking cracked him with the crowbar.
But I'm saying, like, you would let him get door open and
start coming in, yeah.
Okay.
Would have cracked the shit out of him. Right in his fucking face.
I don't know if I would have waited. I see waiting because part of me would have waited.
The only reason I'm saying I would have waited, and I'm not even saying I would have waited just to be some kind of like tough guy, like any like whatever the case may be, but it just would have been like, what the fuck is he doing, kind of thing,
right?
And then while my mind is doing that, my body is reaching towards something, and then it just all would have came to a head at one go. You see what I'm saying? Mm. That's more so what I mean.
Mm. I can see that. I part of me feels like I would have waited as well, you know. I'm like, just to see, like, this nigga really got the other. Like, I'm like talking to this nigga, like, through it. I'm about to beat this nigga ass as soon as he gets into his door. You know what I mean? Like, some shit like that. And then part of me is like, I'd have got up, like, are you fucking for real?
Well, like, yeah, well, honestly, what really truthfully would have happened is I just would have locked the door, right? Because he's trying to do that. I would have hit the door and it probably would have said something. At that point, while I'm reaching for something, so yeah, I'm thinking about it. The door wouldn't have got open. I wouldn't.
Because I'm thinking like getting the door, like letting it get that far.
Because I'm thinking about it. Because in that situation, I don't know what he had. I'm looking at it now, thinking about it. But no, like not knowing what he has, you just can't risk that kind of shit. So yeah, no, I would have said something prior. But then if he would have got that door open, it would have been on.
Yeah, I would. I don't know, man. I've been like, you know what? Fuck that door, and got up out of there. You know what I mean? Like, swung the door open. Like, you're insane. You're insane, sir.
Yeah, nah. Like, you know, like I said, something. What amazing kind of.
And now, we have the box, nigga. Like, you're trying to get into my car. We got the box now.
But then also too, but then I don't know either because you're gonna have so many different thoughts going in your head, right? Because that one thought is like you don't want him to get into the car, but then another thought is gonna be like, I'm sitting right in this car and he's still trying to get in anyway. So, like you said, maybe I just would turn the car on and then try to back him up and try to hit him. Like, I don't know. Something, whatever I would have did would have tried to be violent to him. I would have wanted him to remember never to do that again to anybody. But especially not me. So, like, I'm thinking about it because, like, maybe, like, you know, he's trying to get in.
I'm not letting you do that. Because, you know what? Most niggas is like, I'm going to teach him a lesson from fucking with me. You're like, I'm going to teach him a lesson so he never fucks with anybody again. You're trying to end bullying one day. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like,
Yeah, because you know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, if the nigga been trying to, you know, rob cars, and then, you know, if I run over his fuck, like, you know, if I crush his fucking ankle and femur, you not know, running femur. Him over.
You could have let up the ankle. Ankle would have been enough. The no. femur?
I want that bitch shattered. You won't be doing that anymore.
The leg. I need my femur.
Gonna graduate the credit card scams.
Oh. So,
he's done. He's done, B.
Everybody gets ran over every day, B.
Might as well amputate that bitch.
Oh, not his femur.
Done. I want to crush it.
Waiting for his femur check.
Maybe someone. It'll be. Ugh. Because think about it. Somebody tried to rob me. Ugh. And I was able to fucking like drive something and then like actually hurt them at the same time while doing it. And then you know you're going to be getting away with it because they were completely, you know, wrong, trying to cause bodily harm.
Yeah, and like but, you know, I think about that all the time.
That's like some of the best stuff, right?
Somebody stole my car, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, if I was there to actually see them steal my car, what the fuck would I have done? And I was like, nah, it can't be. I don't know what I would have done.
Your shit was crazy because like your car was started and then you went into the house and then they went and then they took it. So then that tells me that those motherfuckers had to have known you or known your movements.
I guess. But
because how else would that, because think about it, right? Because like think about your old neighborhood, right? Yeah. Like you're kind of like out of the way type shit.
But you know what it is? It's like my street, it used to be like a passageway to get through. Like a lot, it would be traffic sometimes. So I could see, even though, you know the tendencies of your neighborhood and around your area, random shit be happening all the time. So it ain't nothing for a random shit to happen.
So nigga was just driving and just happened to have seen your car.
I don't know if it was driving, if he was walking.
But see, that's the thing. So like, I'm wondering. It was cold. So that's probably what it was then, because the fact that it was cold and they knew that most people would probably turn their car on and leave it, especially in your kind of neighborhood, not thinking that anyone would really like do some type shit like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just because of like where y'all were at and how it was type shit. But obviously that was completely wrong. But
but
it would have been. But just think about this. Imagine this. You would have been there and caught the person who did it. And then. You caused them like permanent fucking damage.
And I'm not
talking about like you snapped an arm or something. Like, no. I mean like you hurt them bad. Whereas like they live every day of their life regretting the fact that they ever fucking fuck with you in your car.
I think that
doesn't get your dick hard? Is that just me?
A little bit, but it's not really for the
tinges, right?
You know what it is for me is just that sometimes like I feel like
I love revenge.
It's served the best. But in terms of me, I like my shit super cold. Like, super. I want my revenge freezing. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I feel like in that moment, I would have blacked to the sense of I would have fought this nigga like a caveman. You know what I'm saying? Not no bald fist. I'd have been doing wild shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever came to my mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, elbow, knee, slam the nigga against the car, pick him up, slam him. Like, throw, like, do random shit. Like, what the fuck?
That's a fight.
That's a fight. I understand, but it's like some real primitive shit. It's not even like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you're trying to kill him.
Not even like square up. Like, let you hit me. Nah, there's no let you do nothing.
I would want you to fucking.
I would like fiend him out. You know when people say you fiend somebody out? That's what exactly. Like he's like, I'm would, on this nigga. Like
you just want to do something to him.
I'm on him.
I don't know. I feel as if paralyzation would be good there.
Right. Let's just all right. Now we're on a different. Let's start on a different.
And then waist down too, so that way like his dick doesn't work.
We're on to the next one because I knew we couldn't lay too long on stuff on top of
the game. That'd be awesome though.
He's you know, and I'm just talking about personal church. But anyway, let's get into this because
sure.
I'm just checking if Paps is good, but let's
you
just,
hit him up.
Yeah, I did. But let's just look at this.
It could be just a connection piece. Yep, but go ahead.
Because sometimes there's niggas in the world that's just...
Tell me the dog. Are we doing the dog?
We can get to the dog.
Oh, okay.
We can get to the dog. But
Because I knew it was, I've seen the video before, and it was awesome. The dog is fucking spot on.
But check this out.
Good morning, single woman. I am single. I am looking for hugs. Not sex, but hugs. If that is you, I would like us to get to know each other and work from there. Okay? I live by myself. I have my own apartment. I just don't have a woman that's going to give me hugs in the morning. Now, if that can be you, let's work on that. Remember, I said this is only hugs. I did not say this is about sex. Okay? I'm looking for a hugging relationship. A person that lives with me. And you never have to pay rent or anything. Your pay will be giving a hug in the morning time. Let's work on that. Okay? Good morning, single
boy. The more I hear this,
yo, yo, how many women has he killed? How many? Where are the fucking bodies? This man is a fucking murderer. Little Duval should be ashamed of himself trying to feed this man more fucking prey. This is a damn travesty. You see this? Son,
the more, what are the we more doing? He's talking, I'm getting like locked in. I'm like,
yo. He so, kills so, these so bitches. Bro, he kills these bitches or he brainwashes them. I'm telling you right now, he's like, I just want hugs. All I want is one hug in the morning. And then listen, that hug in the morning is then going to turn into fucking giving him a blowjob in the afternoon and having him blow your back out in the evening. Because he's going to, listen, you're going to come home one day all happy and shit. I think I've had enough hugs. I now want to shit in your fucking mouth. And then there we go. Now we're off to the fucking races. Mm-hmm.
All right, so we have no hope in humanity, but
No.
It's clear.
He's the type of nigga to fucking lock these bitches up forever. Never to be heard from or seen from again. Little Duval should be ashamed of himself. Any woman who dies after this, he should be fucking held responsible.
Yo.
I'm joking, he shouldn't because they're all adults, but fucking shit, he should take that shit down.
No, but listen though.
Nah.
There's gotta be something.
He's about to kill them bitches.
Nah.
You know it. Right, Tell me I'm wrong. Do you not get the same feel?
Oh, absolutely. But let's just say he's not, right? Let's just entertain the thought that he's hugs. Not. Let's entertain the thought that he's not asking. He's not a serial killer. He not soliciting sex. Nigga just wants hugs.
And you gotta live there too.
Yeah.
All right, he's gonna want to cuddle with you too.
That's what I'm saying. Is that include? Because you're talking about hugs.
You look like a nigga that don't have AC in his house. Imagine that.
Oof. He said and Bronx. He did say Bronx, New York.
He don't got no AC. I'm telling you right now. Look at him. He ready to sweat. He built for sweating. That's the fucking skin. Listen. Let me tell you. That's the skin of a man who all he has done is fucking working.
Get me out of here, bro. Get me out now. Episode done. I'm out of here.
That nigga's built for the steel mill, son. That's all he's built for. That's all he's built for.
No, let me be real.
Call the spade a spade, baby.
Let's check it out.
Look at the nigga. Does he look like he got AC on ever?
He's not sweating though. I see no sweat stains. No sweat. He's good. He's good.
He's not sweating right now. Yeah, because he's used to being hot. That shirt look hot as fuck right now. Look at that. Look at the linen on that shirt. That's a heavy ass shirt.
That nigga's body know how to cool himself down.
Exactly, son. He gonna be having these bitches fucking dying in that fucking room, cause he gonna want to be up on them too.
He do look like a big guy.
He's 250 at the lightest.
So cuddling him, I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. You know what I mean? Like
he gonna want to hang out with the bitch too. You know he's just not gonna want just cuddles. He like imagine all right. So what happens? what happens if the bitch don't come back like in the morning, or she, you know what I mean, whatever the case, and she not there to give him a hug? Like she hung out with her friends over the weekend. Mm. Does she have PTO days?
She don't work for the nigga.
Yes, she does. That's what he said.
He kept using the word work. We'll work from there. But I think that's using the figure of speech.
Nah.
But he said your pay will be hugs.
Your pay to live in the house, do all that kind of shit will be hugs. And then we'll work from there. I'm telling you, we're going to start with hugs. And then eventually it's going to end up with him having them on the fucking hexagon, fucking, you know, spread eagle out. I'm telling you right now, fucking sacrificing him to Baphomet. That's what he does. Right, well,
we're entertaining the thought that he's not a serial killer, all right? Let's just, bloop, that's one
He ain't got to be a serial killer there. He's just a religious figure at that point.
All right. Bloop, another timeline. New timeline. It's just wants the women for what we don't know, but entertaining the thought of just hugs. Innocent. This man is innocent. He just
I couldn't even fathom.
You got it.
Like, first of all, think about this for a second. The amount of sweat and nastiness that's got to be down there would eventually, she's going to have to graduate to sucking his dick. It's fucking atrocious.
We don't know that.
He said work from there. You think he's just going to be happy with hugs on a fine little thing? I'm telling you, it starts at hugs because listen, his wife, fucking Mabel, is dead sitting on the fucking on the goddamn chimney. And that's the only reason why it starts at hug. But eventually, he's going to be like, well, you know, I think Mabel would have wanted this. And then he's going to try to get him a little piece of that little young thing. And them steel mill fucking big ass, nasty ass fingers I can guarantee you he has is going to be mad rough and just trying to fucking shove them all up in her fucking pussy without a bit of a fucking goddamn anything, without trying to warm up, talking about Mabel liked it doing it like this because Mabel had natural fucking juices because she was big too. I'm telling you, the next bitch you got to deal with this is going to be in for a long one. It's in for a long way. It ain't working. Little Duval ain't shit for this. He ain't had to do it like this.
Yo, bro, you are on a level, and I fucking love it, bro. Because I'm dead. This is the most dead I've probably been. I'm fucking dead.
What you say?
Bro. Said he got the big stick, the big potato wedge fingers.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, this shit ain't nothing good coming from that. Look at this man. Nothing good's coming from that. Nothing good.
Just one more time.
Look at him. How old do you think he is, too? He's like fucking 65.
He's pushing 70, I was about to say.
Exactly. Look!
Your eyebrows great. You 70. You high 67.
And look at that. Look at that awesome grease mark in the middle of the shirt.
You can see the trajectory. Like, you can see.
Then he's got the thick ass glasses too. Like, yo, bro, you can't do this to yourself, my God. Like, son.
Apartment? I just don't have.
What kind of house does he have?
What is this?
Mad newspapers. He's got mad newspapers all over the place. Like, yo, where is he at right now?
He's got mad CDs, mad fucking certificates lined up.
Mad certificates. I'm telling you, he's still working.
A fucking memo here.
He's got a great pension.
Oh, he's got an absolute pension. Look at this shit right here. This shit right here.
Give you rent.
Bear in a comfy house type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Giving a hug. Yo, why does he look like Bear? You said it. Bear in the big blue house. He looks like the human version of Bear. I hate you, nigga. He's Bear after three divorces and fucking the love of his life dying after he finally got it together. You're right. That's fucking fucked. And now he's trying to get a nice little young thing to ruin for the rest of her life. Such is life. Don't meet your heroes, kids, I guess. Don't meet Bear.
Listen, Instagram is not the place to solicit for hugs. It's not.
He's from TikTok. Makes it even funnier.
It's not the place. Check this out, though. My man's.
Bruh. I love this fucking dog. He is done with this whole shit. He's like, I've been here all day with these bitches.
And he know, ain't no real ass there. There's no real ass there.
Look at that. First of all.
There ain't even nothing worth looking. Look at him.
There's nothing jiggling.
Look at, she's working hard.
Bruh.
Working hard.
All I see is
working the hips.
All I see is fucking cheekbones. I just see bones right now. That's all I'm seeing moving. It's bones and flesh. I don't see not a bit of fat back there. I don't even think. And first of all, this bitch directly behind the fucking dog is just moving like this. She's not even twerking anything. She's just moving her fucking back because of her lack of fucking ass. Like, first of all of them ought to be ashamed of themselves. And I don't want to hear no one say, oh, Dean, you should be making fun of them, yada, yada, yada. When you put shit on air, you are open to criticism. Saying, well, we're open to criticism, these bitches are going to take this fucking criticism. And one of these bitches need to be in a twerking class. What they need to do is go ahead to the squat bar and do some squats. And somebody call fucking Peter to save this fucking dog. You motherfuckers be out here trying to save motherfuckers for less. This dog is clearly in fucking distress because there's not a bit of piece of meat, a bit of piece of yams, any goddamn where. Somebody help the dog.
Ah, look at him! Look at his blink.
He's look at him! So this thing is done, bro. He's like, fuck all of you. This shit smells like desperation and fucking goddamn yeast infection. It's all it smells like desperation and a motherfucking yeast infection. No, it
definitely
smells all Starbucks
up in that too. Bitch. Definitely got a hint of Starbucks in there.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Definitely somebody put a latte in that bitch.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Starbucks desperation and yeast infection. That's all that fucking smells like.
Let's just be clear though, because the intent of this video, bitches got knee pads.
What bitches they working? They not working nothing.
Twerk shoes.
These bitches got some strong ass backs because that's the only thing I see fucking shaking is backs. Backs and hip muscles. That's all I see. Okay. And a fucking and a goddamn dog that needs to be saved. These niggas be out here for less. These niggas be out here for less. The goddamn thing.
Somebody save the dog.
That's all I'm saying, son.
You worried about me? You know what is his name? If you see me wrestling with a dog, save the dog. Look at
that dog. Look at that dog, son.
Pararescue that nigga.
That dog looks like at this point in time, it'll walk itself to a kill shelter. Put me out my misery right now. You'll give me to another basic white bitch. Because if you are, I'm through with it. I'm fucking through. I'm done. Give me to some niggas. Give me to some Spanish motherfuckers.
Right, he's a pit. I don't even know. I'm not supposed to be here.
What the fuck is going on? I used to be feared at one point in time. Now you guys got me out here in this fucking video. I can smell the STDs in the room. All you bitches been fucking the same nigga.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah, we're turning upward. We're just digging on 1,000. All right, bro. Hold on. Ooh, child. Because let me tell you something. I don't think I could get no further. We gotta give it a second, bro.
Let's keep fucking giving it to the people. Cool, oh, you know what? Hold on. While we give you a second, there's something I want to show you again from the player haters, though.
Okay.
Now, society is a great thing, right? We've come to learn this. And there is an individual that we've come to learn who he shows us there's a new kind of warrior in life.
Oh shit, not the booty war. Turn down on the video real quick.
I turned it down. You ready?
Yeah.
Let's find the coolness.
Well, I just performed a ritual where I stuck this up my anus, which is a beautiful rope.
He's straight.
Obsidian to remove a rope. To prepare for this, and I stuck this on my butt, actually using a rubber.
Wait a minute. How this it gets better though. It gets better.
Why are you letting him speak? Why are you letting him continue to speak?
I'm with Craig. Yo, chill out, bro. Come on. Why
not? You not ready? This is where he graduates to, and then he talks about leather condoms that he uses, or rubber-free condoms, because the rubber condoms are used by slaves. Mm-hmm. And then later on, we see him drinking piss. You guys can find this all on Sundays.
Yeah, see, keep that shit over there, bro. Keep that shit over there. Niggas don't want to come here for piss drinking. They're not here for that.
Oh, man. Yo, listen. If it's any consolation to the folks out there, Craig definitely did not. When that came on, he looked away. He was not with the shits on that one. I snuck that in on him. He didn't even know it was coming. That was a whole separate clip.
You asshole. I am. I tell you, you an asshole. Niggas.
That I am.
You content raped him. You content raped him. I don't condone that.
This is a clip.
I don't condone any of that.
But, right, so what else do you got? Because I know you got something. I just want to give you that little bit of breather.
I don't know what this is like, right? But I'm trusting the people over there at Spiritual World because I think they're better than Shady Room.
Okay.
Yeah, Spiritual Word, sorry.
Okay.
And I trust them better than Shady Room. So let's just see what they got. You know what I'm saying? They got bitches arguing. Let me see.
Almost arguments.
They got bitches arguing.
I'm pissed at you.
You should have told me. Okay, I understand that.
And you flipped out every time I spent time with her instead of telling me why. You let me have a friendship with her.
I'm not attacking you.
I have a right to be frustrated.
I accept full responsibility for what we did. I totally do.
All I want to hear from you right now.
No,
please,
Ray,
say don't attack me. Don't deflect right now because you always deflect. You always fucking do this. You always deflect.
Do you want to
go there? Don't raise your voice at me. You're not going to get me back down this time. You always yell over me and you want to threaten me? For once, you're actually in the wrong and you're trying to flip it like this on me.
Yo, can you do me a favor?
You were always on me about why.
Can you do me a favor? And I'm going to be honest with you. And I'm glad that the time's up there, right? So I tried to listen for 7 seconds. And then after 7 seconds, I had no idea what the fuck was going on, because all I heard was all I heard from him was and so the whole thing, I gotta give it an F on them. The whole thing's an F. The video should never been posted by them. It should never been posted by them. No, right on you to play it for us to react to, but wrong on them to even fucking play. Like, why would you put that up there? There's nothing of value to that. You can't understand a word that bitch said or anything that he said intelligently. There was nothing of substance there. They both would, here's what they need to do. You know what they need to do, Lose? What she needs to do is suck 1,000 fucking pussies. What he needs to do is fucking eat 1,000 fucking dicks. Once they've done that cumulatively, come back at the table and jump off a bridge from it. That's what they need to fucking do, because they're fucking worthless in society. What did we just see? The fucking goddamn these
fucking content, they're like Nazi.
What happened?
It's a fucking content Nazi.
Cause those guys are failures. Like, what I mean by failures is, yeah, they may have success, like you know, monetarily and shit like that. But you can tell that their soul, like the way they got there, they've completely sold themselves. They're pieces of shit. And so instead of glorifying them, I'm doing the right thing. I'm demonizing them. Hoes and niggas.
Okay. Let me keep pitching then.
Gangbang, because I wouldn't eat it.
Before. Undergrad sex? We never had sex parties. What were we doing?
Hold on. I hear what she says.
I like to eat like fried chicken after a gangbang because I definitely wouldn't eat it before, and it's like a perfect meal. And the food they have at gangbang sucks. It's always like a Costco chicken wrap sandwich.
Oh, they supply food at gangbang.
They have hors d'oeuvres, you know.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah.
Crab cakes.
I've been to orgies that have had jambalaya and like spaghetti. I love jambalaya.
That's aggressive.
In Fort Lauderdale, they have a sex club that has a buffet in the middle of it, and at midnight they have breakfast, and they have a hibachi lady, and you can watch the game at the same time. It's the future.
Like a sports game?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that is pretty.
That sounds pretty great.
I like to eat like fried chicken after the gangbang because
I feel like I stopped the swami right now.
Can we keep her on the screen while we talk?
Okay. Great. So this is a bit of a demand, but all right, yeah, let me get her back.
No. I just, because I think it'll flow. You just follow me.
Hold on. Let me find her again. All
right. Because you know.
What?
Because to be honest with you, she needs to be commended.
Oh, okay.
She's a fucking saint. Did you not hear what she just said? She just said, listen, after the gangbang, she says, she's thinking about her fellow participants. This, you know what I'm saying? Because she's probably like, you know what? I may get it up the ass a little bit. I may this, may do that. I want to make sure I'm clean and nice. And then she even speaks about certain places that has like jambalaya. And she's like, you can't do that shit. But then she's putting over the big fucking sex place that you can go fucking have a great fucking buffet.
Watch it.
Clean and watch the fuck. And then have a bocce and watch the game. She should be commended.
That sounds like a spot to go to. Fuck the orgy. That sounds like a spot to go to just to watch the game.
Good on her. Good on her. She's not my cup of tea, but good on her. Good on her. She's a saint. I hope she makes all the money that she can while she can, like, you know, for her body, and then she transitions and, you know, transitions it, you know, to a good feel. I really have nothing but respect for her. She's awesome.
Nice, Dean. Mm-hmm. See that? You couldn't be bad, old dog.
I mean, you probably didn't expect that one, but yeah, no, she's
awesome. No, I expected it. Break, build. I know. I wrote it down. I know that. I know that's your formula. Break. Oh, four breaks in a row. Got it.
I've seen her work. You've seen her work before?
I've never seen her work. Nope. I know she did. I know she had work.
Yeah, well, the way she sounds, like, she definitely does. But you know what? Because originally, when it said underground parties, I looked at it too fast. I just saw undergrad. That's why I was like, oh, we never had sex parties in undergrad.
Oh, that's a mad thing.
But you know what though? I think if we were closer with Suko, that could have been a thing. Or matter of fact, not for nothing. It's not to say that there weren't sex parties, we just weren't invited to them. You know what I'm saying? So I guess that would be more of an accurate statement.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
What if he was dating a girl, right?
Okay.
And
Y'all not a guy, but a girl, you say.
A girl.
Okay. Good distinction. I have to make sure.
Or it could be a guy. Fuck it.
It could be
a guy. Yeah, it could be anybody.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So this is some shit. It gotta be. I feel like it gotta be a woman because I feel like sometimes a woman.
Perfect. Go.
I feel like men.
You have to go into it.
Men do petty shit, but not this. This is like vindictive. So, all right. So let's say dating a woman.
Okay.
And this is fucked up. It's fucked up. All right. So she. Let me just play the video. Let's just play the fucking video. I want to get your pre-take on it, but
Let's just get it live.
I don't know if you would even. I don't know because last time you wasn't. You know, after like 7 seconds, you checked out. So I'll try to save you.
No, I checked out because I couldn't understand her. Like there was, I literally just heard gibberish.
Okay.
I swear to God, my brain just went. That's literally
the the teacher from Peanuts.
I swear to God, literally. Let's just... Oh, it's these bitches again. Oh, okay. We're going. I'll try.
Special word, not bitches. Shade room? Definitely. Shade room out here doing
the devil's
work. Thank you. Thank you very much. He literally said that shit. The devil's work. I'm not fucking with them. They try to do a little bit of shit what Shade Room does, but not, you know, exposing niggas' whole lives. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's see what's happening.
Guide me. I mean, I deserve to know.
Okay, so the reason why I've been hiding you is because of my ex, that relationship I was cheated on, really messed up my self-esteem. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Take your time.
No one cares about your tears, bitch.
When I DM'd you.
Get to it.
I only DM'd you because your ex was cheating on you with my ex. And I wanted her to feel the way I felt.
So you decided to play with me, you dirty, stinking bitch.
Ex-boyfriend cheated with his ex-girlfriend.
Wow. That's why your boyfriend cheated on you, because you're the fucking wanted. Devil. And he was trying to get away, but he didn't know how to get away.
Revenge.
What you gotta say? The media
is the reason why we don't go out in public is because, you know, a lot of people know you. And my relationship with my ex was pretty public. Somebody sees us together, they automatically gonna put two and two together that we're together. I needed to be the one to tell you, not anybody else.
Sick. You're sick.
I swear I was not expecting a
fall. Why would you play with me? Like, why would you do that? Why? Why would you, after you know we both experienced like?
I wasn't expecting to fall in love with you.
That's bull. That's bull.
I wasn't expecting.
But your intentions.
Either way, was the fuck
was to get revenge.
I know.
This whole relationship is based on a lie. That's up.
I can't even do it no more.
Why you cut off at the good part?
I felt too bad.
Felt too bad for who?
For him.
Nah, but he was about to dig into it.
Alright, you wanna salvage?
Fuck yeah, we're gonna give him his fucking moment. Nah. We owe this man this. Nice. Fucking bitch. I think it was at a minute 54. There we go.
I need to smoke a cigarette.
You should be smoking cigarettes, dog.
Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. It's okay. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's not okay. Why are you lying?
Why are you saying sorry to her? The fuck she do? She didn't do anything to you.
Still, she's simply saying it's okay. It's not okay.
This is good to my mama, man. Like, my
because
mom.
Because you love her. Like, because you love her, though.
But it's bull. Like, she don't give a. She played me.
No one's saying it's right. No one's saying it's right.
Come on.
Who are these two niggas? Are these two niggas like?
Yeah, are they?
Hold on. Are they the revenge versions of fucking Neve and the other nigga? Max from fucking Catfish.
It's giving Catfish.
Where the fuck is she going with this Bruno Mars hat and this outfit? Bruno Mars outfit at? Get the fuck out of here!
Like,
and then
giving
she got this other nigga in the pink. Yo, what the fuck are we doing?
I feel like they got some Maury tutelage too, though. Like, you know what I mean? They picked up some shit from Maury too. Like, camera angle, they picked her up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? She's dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just, you know, it was
there's two cameras in there. One following them and one following the other two. Oh, that's hilarious.
I said, this nigga's just, look at this. Hold on. Look at this camera shot. Not fuck her. Not this one. This one. Look at this shot. Look at this shot. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
that's catfish. Like, that's a catfish angle.
Yeah, but it's bull. Like, she don't give a
bullshit.
She played me.
He right. No one's he saying right,
it's
bro. Right.
No one's saying it's right.
Nah. Go back. I need to see the end of this shit. Nah. Yeah. You trying to cut it off early? I want to see this nigga get all his just due.
That was his just due.
Nah. There's more to it. I meant towards the end. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I want to see like, cause they're gonna they're gonna have one more towards the end, not the beginning. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Like right there. Yeah. Let's see what happens from there.
So right in every aspect to feel that way.
They're smoking his Marlboro.
I think all relationships take a lot of work. No relationship is like a fairy tale. Nothing is ever.
I'm not finna listen to no nigga who got a snake behind his ear tattoo. It's just not happening. It's just not happening, my nigga. You don't know nothing about life choices. Get the fuck out of here.
I love you.
I had messed up intentions at first, but I wasn't expecting it.
But you at the end of the day, I can't breed with you. You're fucked up human. I can't have my kids having this fucked up shit in them who think that it's okay.
Wait. You want to see the end? You want to see the end? Let her talk.
Me for anything. I'm leaving you.
Behind me.
I just want to see the last 20 seconds. What'd she say?
Said, like, you ever lie to me for anything? I'm leaving you.
Behind me.
All right. And there you go. So, what's your takeaway on this, man? I see you're a little bit more engaged in this one than the last one.
Because I can understand them. Like, I'm telling you, listen to that last clip again. I don't even understand how you got anything from it other than woo, woo, woo. But this
she's one, like, don't attack me. I'm like, this nigga didn't even say nothing.
So the minute she did that, I was like, ugh, this hurts. But with this one, man, it just shows you not only bitches but women. Because I think, excuse me, not only bitches but women, but I think men too. Because I do think that there are men vindictive enough out there to do some shit like this. Because there are stories like that too. It just depends on how far somebody is pushed. Absolutely. But then also too, it's funny because, you know, this bitch like, I get it. Hurt people, but then it's like you're so much on your high horse and you're such in like a narcissistic mode after you got hurt that you're willing to hurt other people just to get back at that one person. So listen, yeah, while you have your own villain in your own story, you're becoming the villain for everyone fucking else. Like, she got what she got. It is what it is. Fuck her.
Yeah, and like you said, like, instead of, okay, so, you know, obviously his ex was a villain of her story, but now you're the villain of two, three stories.
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
Because it's his mainly, but also hers, because you got back at her, you got your revenge, you cheated on this nigga, what, you know what I mean? So you cheated on your man with the girl, you know, like, it's
he never cheated on, she never cheated on her man. They were broken up. He just got she just got with him.
Either way,
back your old girl.
You ex swapped.
Effectively, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So either way, that you it's some kind of, you did it in response to my shit. So it's like either way, it's a shot to her ex, mm-hmm. shot to his ex, and shot mm-hmm. to him. So you're the villain of all those situations.
She's just the devil. She sucks. She sucks. She really does suck. I wish her nothing but all the bad things in life. All of them.
As you just said, hurt people hurt people.
Yeah, well, I hope, and I hope that he doesn't go out there to hurt nobody, because then I wish him the bad things too. Somebody's got to stop. You don't, because here's the thing though. You don't need to hurt. Listen, somebody hurts you, then you hurt them. Don't hurt other innocent bystanders. You go after who you need to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Look at Taken. He never hurt no civilians.
You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. It goes right after who he needed.
John Wick. But I will tell you this: some of them Avengers, some innocent people got hurt.
Learn to control power, shit like that. Superheroes are real fucked up. That's why I would tell anybody to go watch The Boys. You can see what a real superhero would be like in today's day and age. Mm-hmm. But
I got one more for you.
Oh, there we go. We got a nice strong one to end it off on for the
folks. I do. This is on the same time of the carjacking thing. Same kind of concept.
Okay.
Same energy. Not same concept, but same energy. Hold on. Before we get to the news, baby.
In DeKalb County, it happened at a gas station along Candler. Breaking news here. Police are investigating a deadly shooting in DeKalb County. It happened at a gas station along Candler Road. Channel 2, Steve Gelbach is there live. Steve, you just got an update from investigators there now. What do you know?
Oh, they're still looking for a man and a woman in a car that sped off from this gas station. They were parked at a pump around 2 a.m. this morning when police say just a bystander here at the gas station was hanging out, saw a couple in that car fighting. He says that the woman was being beaten by that driver, and then the driver supposedly pulled a gun on the man who came up to the car, tried to defend that woman, because he saw that fight going on in the car. But that's, again, when they say that victim was murdered here. They were parked right here at one of these gas pumps.
Oh, shot and again, killed.
We know that the suspect and the woman who still may be in danger sped off from here. We don't have a good description of that car. Was only told it was a white vehicle. We have no information on this victim. But again, it sounds like he wasn't even connected to this couple. Just saw what was going on here at the gas pump, wanted to defend this woman, and stepped in. And now he is dead. And we'll work to get more information again on possibly the suspect. And this victim who lost his life. Another live report for you coming up in the next half hour.
See, it's funny because you know what happens in today's day and age? If he would have turned around and did nothing, right? Like physically, but then just called the cops. Society would have said that he was a bitch, he was a punk, yada, yada, yada. But he wouldn't be able to go home the next day. There's no reason to be a hero out here in these streets. Like, there's one thing I don't do. I don't get involved in situations that I see in the street. I'll call the cops or something. But I'm not getting involved because I honestly don't know what the fuck happened. I don't know all the parties. I don't. Now, obviously, if it's an old woman, whatever the case, yeah, I would. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Try to be like, hey, whatever the case may be. But then under the same token, I'm going in there like seeing what's up. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, I'm not going to die for some random stranger.
Yeah, clearly.
Point blank and simple. I'm just not going to die for a random stranger. Especially not knowing the circumstances behind everything. And, you know, no disrespect to her, her situation, or anyone else's situation that may be similar, but they're like, what if she was one of the ones who kept going back? Now you died for nothing. For nothing. For her to be back with this nigga.
Really?
While he in jail, putting money on his commissary.
Who knows if he's in jail? They just got away.
No, I'm talking about in the future.
Oh. You see but what I'm saying? But it's clear, you know, I mean, it's the A. You know, when people get shot and just and will get killed and nobody knows who the murderer is, nobody gonna say anything. And you have no video evidence of who it was. But then
in today's day and age, what they do have is they, because he said they know the suspect got away in that white van. They know who is who. They right, know whose white van. Like, exactly. So they're going to get caught 100%. It's an open investigation, and they don't want the perps to know what they know currently. Right. They want the perps to currently think that they're still working on knowing, not even knowing that the cops got, like, the minute the shit happened, when the cops got there, they had that shit within fucking, like, 2 minutes of them getting there to the scene. Right. Within two minutes of them seeing the fucking video footage, they had the information they needed.
Get rid of the car.
Yeah, but then also too, because remind you, this was a murder that just happened, right? And first of all, most people aren't equipped for murder. They're not.
I'm drama. I love this part of Dean because he's a detective. Go ahead.
I try to be.
Go ahead, so Detective Dean.
Most people are not equipped to just murder somebody and get away with it, like, you know, all willy nilly. Like, you know what I mean? There are certain people who are, but there are certain people who aren't.
They can do the means, but they don't have the ends to go on the run.
To go, exactly, go on the run, or if you got to get rid of the body, get them right. But in this case, like you said, go on the run, right? So, like, does this person have, like you know, have cash. A getaway bag? Not even, like a getaway bag, like, you know, you need cash, but you also, now, at this point, you're going to need, like, a whole nother right. You're going to have to get out of the country at the least. You got to. Like, especially in this kind of, like, you got to get the fuck out. Like, obviously, if you have the correct means, you can go to another state, depending on what you're doing, but your best bet, honestly, really get out of the fucking country. You want to get the fuck out of the country if you're doing some shit like this, like it just like happened, like happenstance. You're not like professional, but you got the means. You want to leave, but then they don't, and then you have to think about something else. They use their card. They probably use their card. You know what I mean?
Got to, like, shut all that shit off.
Tracking for you. So, like, but then it goes back to your point, like you needing cash, but then also too. Now, do you have another vehicle? Is that vehicle linked to, like, hopefully, like, another corporation or something that's not linked to, like, do you have it? Like, are you, is it protected? Towards, like, they wouldn't even think that it's yours. Like, there's so many, there's not many people who are prepared like that. I'm not saying that there aren't people within America who aren't. You got, like, doomsday preppers. You got all kind of people. You know what I mean?
No. You're on the right track.
Who could
be? That's ocean shit.
But, like, you got to, like, you got to be ready to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah,
and
I think all what you're saying too is, like, you also gotta have shit in place, bro. Getaway bag, cash, new passport, ID, location where you're gonna go,
and then also too, you need a route as well, because trains. Because here's the thing though, right? Because you gotta get to your house with your vehicle, right? Mm-hmm. Then you gotta get that bag, get everything. What happens if that person got kids and a family? What happens if they have kids? So now you got to get the kids. It's too much.
You got to know. You got to know. But you also got to know somebody else. Like, oh, listen, hey, somebody got to be in the loop that's not in the loop. They in the loop, but they don't know what just happened. They're like, hey, listen, grab the kids, bring them to auntie, blah, 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 blahs, and then leave them there. They don't know what to do. You know what I mean?
And then also, when you get on the run, you're going to need, hopefully you know some people, whatever like that, when you get to wherever you get to. It's a dirty game.
Let's go into the mind of this. Let's say we're on the run. Where would you? Let's go. Two places. One in the country. One out of the country. If you're on the run, hypothetically, people, we're not criminals. We don't do anything like that. But I'm just letting you know. If we wanted to go on the run, where would you think of going? One in the States. One out of the States.
I really don't want to give this away, but I'll give away one of the places I'm thinking of. I would get lost in Latin America.
Of course.
No, I have, but that's not my number one place. My number one place, I don't want to say.
Of course.
Now, in the States, the Dakotas.
That's what I was gonna say. I want to get lost in like a rural town. You won't see me for shit in a rural town.
No, it wouldn't. Or maybe or
like Wyoming. See you. You won't even see me in Wyoming.
Well, no, I would have to be no.
New Mexico.
Maybe like Kentucky. I would have to go somewhere where there's black people that I can like also that so I wouldn't stick out.
It's true.
So Dakotas would have to be, I would have to, you know what I mean? You gotta go somewhere like black people so you don't stick out.
I was thinking somewhere, go late with the killers.
Where?
Like wherever, hide a plain sight, whether it's St. Louis, Baltimore. I was like, if I went in the hood where there's other murderers and killers, hide a plain sight.
Yeah, probably Chicago, something like that. Yeah. Some place you can kind of get lost and shit.
You know what I'm saying? Hide in plain sight. That's what I would think. Hide in plain sight. I don't know where that would, but I would think.
Well, actually, no, because, well, ultimately, like, you would really, realistically, like, you would really, like, you know, well, if I had the money to do it proper, but I had to be in the States, I wouldn't have a problem being in, like, the Dakota or something like that, mm-hmm. because I could just live.
You could buy a land.
And then just live off of, like, you know what I mean? And no one ever sees me.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? So, depends. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, then. Listen, I think this has been one hell of an episode. Fuck Hua and their fucking connection. Shout out to Paper Pass for stopping in for a bit. Shout out to Los. Yo, listen here, people. Peace, love, and chicken.
Black My brother. Back to back. Black to be black.
Darkness, everybody.